it is 1341 on the funny clock. My call is N9RK. I am located in Delavan Lake, Wisconsin, where I'm close enough to the lake to see it in the wintertime and pay the high taxes, but I can't see it this time of year. So, anyway, I'm on a 101 CD ASU going into an always missed town, Clipperton L, a big, giant, old Dentron Super Tuner, and out to an encumbered 75-meter loop around here that the trees are trying to gobble up. Let's go ahead and do the spiel and do housekeeping and then get with the program. The Vintage Sideman Net meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion of the Midwest Classic Radio Net. Now that's the AM Net at 3885 KC's. We operate at 3842 KC's plus or minus QRM. And the net starts here most of the times at 8:45 Central. Now this net is a meeting place for those hams that like that old sideband junk like I do. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, just like their operators. These radios are often shunned by the general ham populace. Now, our audio may be distorted, our signals may drift, hum and noise can cause havoc with our receivers. Smoke and flames can occur at any time while using these radios. Well, this is all normal and welcome here, we're not ashamed. Just have the fire extinguisher handy. The Vintage Sideman Net welcomes your tube type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. Other newer radios, newer solid-state radios, must have been made in 1979 or earlier, or have a rotary band switch. Then they have achieved vintage status, and then they're okay to check in. However, if you try to sneak in with a modern radio, one of those dreaded aluminum boxes, you will suffer the wrath of the net members, and it can and hopefully will get ugly. So take a minute to tune up those transmitters or transceivers. Get on frequency the best you can. Burn the dust off those precious 6KD6s. Tune them up when we'll be back for an additional check-ins and do some housekeeping briefly. Who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideman junk I want to hear from each one of you. Tune them up, boys. This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideman Net. Come now.
N9FWQ.
Tune them up, boys!
Testing 1-2, buckle my shoe from N9WQ.
The Happy Whistler. Has everybody tuned up? And I did get WQ. Alright, housekeeping. We have had the net has been recorded last week and it is posted on the website vintagessb.net, a meeting place for old sideband junk where there's lots of photos of that junk and a few pictures of their operators. We got a spot on the right hand side for those people that have some wants or needs and they got to be radio related. And at the top of the page we've got the audio archive. But due to, I guess I should give away some credit, but I don't have his call written down. He has been recording the net over several occasions, and he's done a wonderful job. And if you'd like to hear last week's net, it is there. So thank you for checking in. Is there anybody else that would like to be part of the Vintage Sideman Net? Please come now.
K9KEU, please.
A very loud K9KEU, anybody else?
Did you hear me in there, big boy, N9WQ?
Yeah, we heard you. How could we miss you, Dave?
I don't know, man. You'd have to have some pretty narrow-minded blinders on.
I suppose so. Let's get with the program over here. It is Swan Month. Swan! And we're going to go right now to K2DP, Kilo 2, Delta Papa, Dave from St. Louis. Tell us where you're at. Well, you already told you they're in St. Louis and your name is Dave. What kind of old sideman junk are you running, Dave? Come now. Thank you, Dave, and thank you for that long list of wonderful vintage gear. We highly appreciate it. Let's go to KG8 Lima Bravo. KG8 Lima Bravo, you're next on the Vintage Sideman Net. You've heard the rules. Tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideman junk you're running. Come now.
Okay, we'll give it a shot here. Name here is Gary Golf Alpha Radio Yankee. Kilo Golf 8 Lima Bravo, and the QTH here is Utica, Michigan, about 15 miles north of the 8 Mile Road, Detroit border. And the rig here is it's a D104 microphone, feeding Central Electronics 200V and a 600L Central Electronics single 813 amplifier. And we're running that whole mess into an NFAT half wave up about 40 feet for now. It won't be up for long, but it's up for now. And anyhow, that's the station here. It's our only vintage sideband station at present. Everything else here is a different form of modulation, let's say. Back to net control, KG8LD.
Gary, was he running any Swan gear today?
No, he's running a Central Electronic 200V transmitter.
Oh, I do love those Central Electronics. So, hey, thank you for checking in. And just a reminder, everybody, you get the bell for getting the extra effort to getting the Swan on the air. Let's move up to the top of the list, N8PYA, the early bird. Hello, Larry. Tell us everything I need to know about Larry. Come now, N9RK.
Well, doing good job, so hopefully you're still hearing me. This is Larry, Bowling Green, Ohio. Today, we're running a Yaesu 101E hand mic, and we have the digital display onto it, which makes it, you know, nice to get your transmit and receive lined up and going. And running an SB200 amplifier, not the one we have been running, this is the other one. And my homemade redneck hillbilly dipole. And that's what's going on here. We finally got this old 101E all going and working so we could get on here with it and utilize it. So there you go. Back to you, Rick, and thanks for doing the net. No doubt about it. N8PYA.
Well, thank you, Larry. We're so used to you on green machines that we got you on a gray one today. Got you on a 101E. So thank you, Larry. Let's go to NA8I, November Alpha 8 India. Come now. You're part of the Vintage Sideman Net, whether you like it or not.
Okay, Rick, flying business. This is November Alpha 8 India. Running our typical helicopter gear, the one I always operate on, the Vinny sideband stuff. So the Hotel Tango 32 Alpha transmitter, the Hotel Tango 33 Alpha amplifier, and the SX-115 receiver, and a 444 microphone, dipole antenna with a heat kit tuner. 34 degrees here this morning, Rick, and thanks for doing the net and getting me on board there. So N9RK and the Vinny sideband net from NA8I Gene in Port Huron, Michigan.
Hey Gary, what was the run at?
Helicopter's HT32 transmitter.
Ah, okay. Helicopters are coming up, I believe, next month. But, hey, we love the effort, and thank you for checking in. N8EFE. Are you Vintage? This is Rick, N9RK. Tell us who you are, give us your name, where you're at, and what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Come now.
Okay, real good, Rick. N9RK, this is November 8 Echo Foxtrot Echo. And we're in northeast of Port Huron in a little village of Yale, Michigan. And we're running the HW101 into a heat kit SB220 today. And we have a Electro Voice 8638 microphone. And we're feeding that all into a 80 meter dipole up about 37 feet or so. So we won't hold it long. We'll get it back to you so you can keep it moving. N9RK, this is November 8, Echo Foxtrot Echo.
Gary, who else was there out there?
WDABIL checked in there from Ohio.
Whiskey Delta 8 Bravo India Lima, is that Bud?
That's Bud.
All right, Bud, you're going to be on the list. We'll get you here shortly. Let's move on. Thank you, NADFE. Let's do Whiskey Alpha 6 George Yankee Charlie, WA6 GYC. Give us everything you got. This is N9RK.
Okay, Rick, very good. N9RK with the Vintage Sideband Net. This is Rex, WA6 GYC, Troy, Michigan. 20 miles north of Detroit, on the tip of, on the usual TS-520 and the SB-200, putting out a little over 500 watts into an in-fed half-wave antenna. Hearing everybody pretty well today. Going to be watching some Masters Golf this weekend. A little excitement there yesterday when three tall trees fell over into the crowd there and hit one person, but fortunately no serious injury. And next Saturday, I might mention that the Michigan QSO party is next Saturday. So it's always a fun operating event. Back to you, Rick. N9RK, WA6GYC.
Over.
I am having a bad time today. I'm not hearing hardly any of the eights today. So I believe that was Rex. Was that Rex there, Gary?
Yes, it was.
Roger.
All right. Thank you, Rex. I thought it was. I wasn't certain. All right. Let's move down the list to John with that powerful central electronic signal. AC8FL. Good morning, John. Tell us again where you're at and hopefully what you're running by now. No, come now. This is N9RK.
Very good, Rick. N9RK, this is AC8FL, John in Fenton, Michigan, about 25 miles south of Flint, Michigan. And good copy on all the local stations, but the band's definitely going away between us. You're dropping down. I got great signals from Gary, KG8LB, and Larry down in Ohio, PYA, sounding good. And Gene, NA8I, was booming in here with the HT32A, sounding great. And good copy on Ezra with the Hot Water 101. And, of course, Rex, you're booming in here on the 520. So, anyway, this morning, Rick, I've shifted it around a little bit, running the Central Electronics 20A with the 458 VFO, and that's going into the Thunderbolt, Johnson Thunderbolt amplifier here. And looking at the pattern on the Central Electronics MM2 scope and receiving on the R390A with the Central Electronics sideband slicer on the side. So by my count, I got 65 tubes fired up. No Nixies here this morning, but I do have a 6E5 Magic Eye blinking at me in the 20A, so maybe that's worth an honorable mention there, Rick. So good morning to everyone, and back over to you, N9RK from AC8FL.
Hey, John, you know, I've got that 20A over here sitting, and I got a parts one with it that's going to somebody I know. I believe he's going to come up to Stoughton Ham Fest here next week, but do they make a 20A for dummies? I've looked through the instruction booklet, and I'm confused, but I'm always confused. Do they make a 20A Central Electronics for dummies?
not a real good one. Yeah, you kind of have to read between the lines there and reread a few times to quite understand what's going on. I'm assuming you probably pulled the stuff down from Nick Tuz's website, where he's got a schematic and a manual up there, I believe. Back to you, Rick.
No, John, actually I got it with it, but I still need a Central Electronics 28 for dummies. Thank you. You may get a phone call. Let's move down the list over here to WD8BIL, WD8BIL. Hey, this Bud's Bill. No, this Bill's Bud. Come on now. It's your turn on the Vintage Sideband Net.
Yeah, hello, Rick in the net. Hopefully y'all can hear me. I know Gary can. WD8CIL, main air is Bud. I'm in Stowe, Ohio. Sierra Tango Oscar Whiskey, Stowe, Ohio. Just north of Akron. Running a Yaesu FT-101E this morning with a Marshall MXL-990 microphone. And the amplifier is a homebrew set of 4572Bs. There's four of them, and there I call it the Four Horsemen. Rick, good to hear you and everyone on the net. A sunny day today. It's supposed to get up to 50, so I'll be doing some outdoor work. And happy Easter to everybody, and Grooski, have a good day day up there in the cold country. WD8BIL, go ahead.
Over. Thank you, Gary. Was he running any Swan gear?
No Swan gear today, but running a Yaesu with his Four Horsemen home-built amplifier.
Okay, well, thank you, Bud, and we always highly appreciate you checking in. So I believe that's the list of eights right now, so we're going to go to the top of the list of the local yokels, K9TNN. Hello, Nikki. Tell us, everybody, where you're at and what kind of junk you're running. Come now.
Nick, Captain Dynamic Duo in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with my partner, W9CBN. He's promising to get out here one of these mornings, so you guys are all forewarned. Yeah, Nick in Milwaukee. Today we're running the same old sideband stuff. Kenwood, TF-520, Plain Jane, no tuner. No sugar on the end of it. Into a grease kit SB220, into a 40 meter delta loop at 35 feet. Everybody signal sound okay this morning. Did the church thing last night. Wait for tomorrow. Everybody have a nice Easter.
Well, thank you, Nikki, on your usual green and gray combination, and you sounded just fine this morning. K9 Fox Whiskey Tom, K9 FWT, you're on the Vintage Sideband Net, whether you like it or not. This is N9RK. Come now.
Oh, very good, Rick. Always entertaining. N9RK on the Vintage Sideband Net. This is K9FWT. This is Ken in Cary, Illinois. That's northeastern Illinois. And you always have a great signal down this way, Rick. And I was copying all the eight stations pretty well, but the band is fading in that direction. So it's good that you picked them up early. As usual, I'm running the FT-101E with an unamplified D-104 into an AL-811, and that goes to a 160-meter dipole that's fed with ladder line. So really enjoy the net. Lots of great station this morning. Thanks again, Rick. N9RK, K9SWT.
Well, thank you, Ken. You're our only Ken. We get lots of Johns. We get a certain number of Bobs. You know, we get Bob number one, cubic Bob, you know, Bob squared. But we only get one Ken, and thank you, Ken, in your FT-101E. You're nice and loud here. I don't know why you're always so loud, because you're essentially barefoot. KC9FYL, and I keep telling people that it's a true fact that he has broadcast and transmitting facilities on the upper northwest side of Cold Spring, Wisconsin, in the high rent district. Please come now, John.
All right. Good morning, Rick. N9RK in the Vintage Sideband Bunch. KC9FYL, John here. Studios and transmitters on the upper west side of Cold Spring. I wouldn't exactly call this the high rent district, but what the heck. Well, I don't pay rent, come to think of it. Anyway, today I'm running the HT32 Alpha, SX101 Alpha, and the transmitter's barefoot. And good morning to Ken down there in Cary, FWT. I think that stands for free whiskey tomorrow. And, you know, let's see. Not much else going on. Looking forward to some nice weather. And good signals all the way around here. And I'm not having too much trouble hearing anybody. And wish everybody a happy Easter. Thanks for running the net, Rick. And let's see. A 20A manual. A manual for a Central Electronics 20A. For dummies. Would that be an instruction manual for a CB? N9RK, KC9FYL.
Well, I'm looking over across the way right now, and there's a big thick book. It says Windows 7 for Dummies, and it just seemed to be right for the 20A. I looked through that in the instruction manual, and I'm confused to begin with, and makes it even more confused. KQ9J, KQ9J, you're next on the Vintage Sideband Net. Tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of wonderful old sideband junk. I want to hear some swans.
Well, I guess you're in luck this morning, Rick, N9RK. And the Vintage Sideband Net from KQ9J here at Park Falls, Wisconsin, 50 miles south of Lake Superior, where we have a temperature of 33 degrees. It's cloudy, but we're going to see some sun today, high getting up into the mid to upper 40s, 50s tomorrow, 60s, maybe even 70 next week. Oh, that's going to be wonderful. I am running the 500CX, the Swan 500 Charlie X-ray this morning in keeping with the spirit of the month, and so hopefully I'll get the bell there. I'm only getting about 200 watts out of this thing, so I hope you're hearing it. Anyway, 73, and I hope the Easter Bunny is good to you. I am 9RJ, KQ9J.
Yes, sir, the Swan 500. Not too many of those floating around over there. See a lot of drifty 350s, but not too many 500s. Thank you for checking in and coming up with the rig of the month. Very good. Whiskey Bravo 9 Delta, Quebec Delta, otherwise known as Dairy Queen Delight. Come now, this is N9RK. Hello, Gene.
Boy, I almost didn't recognize my own call there. Oh, it's Dairy Queen Delight.
Anyway, WB9DQD, Gene in Manitowoc, 38 degrees.
And we are utilizing the Drake B line. My Swan is at the only one I got is the 270 Cygnus, and that's at the cottage. And hopefully next week I'll be on with that from Mount Morris.
We'll be sunny.
Still, the Emerald Lake is solid ice over the whole thing yet, and I hopefully this week it will it'll sink away. And let's see, next Tuesday we will be going over by Bruce at 9KGRs, and I'm going with Jamie at 9TBE, and we'll be meeting Bruce's sister from, I think, from Iowa, and we're going to be kind of looking over all his stuff that he's got there, and determining how we're going to dispose of all that stuff for his sister, and probably get some kind of an auction service or something like that that would take care of that. We'll have to do some research on that. I am looking at a picture of Bruce and myself. I think it was at the one of the Cedarburg Fest, maybe outdoors. And the two of us, somebody took a picture of us, and Judy came across that in the folder that I have for Bruce here, and so we put it in a picture frame, and it is right above the Drake Beeline. So, other than that, I don't know what we're going to expect for weather today. It was supposed to be rain and snow and stuff like that, and it hasn't done a thing yet here. That's fine, but it's solid overcast. Other than that, want to wish everybody a happy Easter, and Rick, keep up the good work and stay healthy. N9RK in the Vintage Sideband at WB9DQD.
Well, thank you, Gene. I do have my aches and pains, and more so today than usual, but good to hear that Bruce's gear is in good hands and with Jamie, and it'll go out to the folks that would really like it. So, hey, let's move on to Clark, K9OA. I keep waving at Clark as I go by the belt line, but he doesn't wave back. Come now, Clark, this is N9RK.
Hey, so, N9RK in the Vintage Sidebanders, this is K9OA, Clark in Madison. Hello to you, Rick, and everybody else. Well, I don't wave, but I do wag my middle finger at you, so surprised you don't see that. Anyway, today I am in celebration of Swan Hunt. I am running one of the rare Swan radios, which is the Swan HF700 Sierra, and it's the SF-16D Special. So it's got a big plug and 16-fold crystal filter in it, which is pretty amazing. Past the carrier, it just drops off to me, it's just like a cliff, so it's pretty amazing. And actually I'm running four pieces of Swan, so I have the matching PSU-3A power supply, and I'm using a WM-1500 watt meter, and then I have the box 2 box accessory hanging off the back of this thing. The microphone is the Turner Plus 2, and hopefully it sounds okay. And the antenna, of course, is 8040 double the D-dot. And, yeah, band is a little up and down. I copied most of the stations, but the band is definitely changing. And I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of you mid-threes at Stoughton this Saturday. So hopefully this thing sounds okay, and thanks for running the net. N9RK, K908.
Maybe it's the former rather than the latter. K908, N9RK in the Vintage Sideband net, and he gets the bell. For four, count of four pieces of Swan gear, plus the typical for him, double babushka, otherwise known as the double bazooka. Yes, thank you, Clark, for keeping up the Swan. How do I want to say it? The bevy of Swans. Thank you. Speaking of bevy of Swans, let's see who has more pieces. There's always a competition, possibly, between these Madison area amateur radio miscreants. WB9 Echo Golf Zulu, part of the board of directors,
alternate net control, an all-around good guy. Come now, boy, your head's going to be swole. This is N9RK.
N9RK, the vintage sideband net, WB9EGZ, and what more can I say with that introduction now? It's going to be hard to live up to. But, I guess Clark is one hands down with the Swans. I just have my Drisky 350 that got unearthed from the garage shelf. It spent the winter out in the garage, but that doesn't seem to affect these radios very much. They're pretty rugged. And all I have is the radio and it's and the 117 power supply. So congrats to Clark there with all of the Swan gear in line. And it's running about 200 watts here. Hopefully the audio's okay. I'm using a FET microphone element that's actually mounted in a D104, so it doesn't have that D104 sound, but it has the Swan sound. Antenna is an 80 meter full wave loop. So good to hear everybody. Looking forward to the swap meet next weekend, and there is a rumor. It's a rumor that I might be opening the antique radio annex that's just a few blocks away from where the swap meet is later on. For any of the guys interested in the old junk, and there'll be parts and boat anchor equipment mixed in there as well, but a lot of antique type radios will be there, so hopefully folks will stick around. N9RK, WB9EGZ. Yeah, and he gives a plug for his own junk for sale. Near in the middle of Stoughton at his warehouse. So, all right. Yeah, thank you, Dave, for the you didn't get the bell. Almost forgot to give you the bell. Thank you for Swan Month. Let's move to N9MME, November 9, Mike Echo. Hello, Rick. Tell us where you're at and what you're running. This is N9RK and the vintage sideband. Come now.
Well, good morning, Rick. Yeah, the name here is Rick, of course. And I'm running you.
Thank you, Rick, and you sound pretty marvelous on your Swan. We went from no Swans to a bevy of Swans, so thank you for checking in. There won't be a net next week, but the week after, come back and give us some more. W9RAN, otherwise known as the Wizard of Northwest Illinois. The man who has every radio that was ever made. Please come now. What are you on today, Bob? I think you're Bob number one.
Oh, wow. An unexpected honor. The new sidebander, W9RAN,
here on the king of the bevy, the Swan 600 Twin. And, well, what more can you say? It's the top-of-the-line Swan with also the 16-fold special filter, and I have to agree, these filters really do work. And let's see, nice weather, plenty of sun, and all kinds of work. All kinds of work to do. Thanks, Rick. N9RK, W9RAN.
Hey, Bob, do you want that other 20A?
Yeah, we'll work something out.
Well, I'll bring it with the Stoughton if I have enough brain cells to remember. So thank you, Bob. N9KTU, N9. Oh, I didn't give him the bell. Hold on.
Give me a bell.
Yes, for the special Swan 600 twins. Now, N9KTU, I abruptly went away from you. It is your nickel. It is your turn on the vintage sideband net. Come now.
Alrighty, thanks, sir, Rick. Name here is Fred, and I'm calling from a small little town called McFarland, located in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And, Rick, last week we had a big snowstorm, and we had a few warm days throughout the week, and there's still 12 inches of snow on the ground, which we're hoping to lose some of that snow this week with some warmer temperatures. The radio here that I'm running is a TS-830S, and of course that's running to open wire to inverted V, running an amp supply, putting out about 500 watts today, and I guess that's about all I have for you there, Rick.
That's it, Fred? Nothing else?
No, I just think, I'm just waiting for that warm weather to come to the UP.
Yeah, well, you may be waiting a while. It's not down here in the southern part of the state either. So, thank you, Fred, for checking in. Now, here's the notorious guy, WB9LZA, that notorious guy from Antioch, Illinois. Come now.
N9RK. WB9, little zany hardware, portable and notorious. Good morning, Rick, and popping this morning, nice signals this morning, everyone, and popping everyone. Quick comment for Gene, WB9DTG. One of the rigs that Bruce has there, I gave to him, and I just wanted to give you some background on it. It's an FT1000G, it's a lightning damage, took it out. And he was able to get it fired up and receiving. I don't know if he got the transmitter working.
But this is the status of that rig, if you wanted to know. And if that picture you're talking about, I think I took that, it was me who took that picture of you,
and it might be on my QRC page too.
You're standing next to Bruce, and Bruce has his hand up like he's waving. That picture, that's the one I took. That's a nice picture of both of you guys, by the way.
And I am, as I said earlier, Rick, I am compliant. I'm running, not compliant on a monthly basis, but I'm running my
big TR4, TR4T. And RV4T using a D104. I've seen flaws before, but I've never owned one. And I have a friend in South Dakota. So this goes back many years to my very first job. When I worked at E.F. Johnson, and I met my friend there, and then subsequently he's in South Dakota now, and he had his extra class license, which he let expire a few years ago, and he has a Swan, so anyway, maybe I can talk him into getting back into things. He's retired now, and hello to Dave DTV. I met him on the side of the internet last night, so that's about wraps it up there. Rick, back over to you.
I thought you were in Gullivan or Lake Geneva or something. You said something about Makata. I just wondered if you moved or maybe you're just talking in general area. N9RK, WB9L City.
No, Jim. Still at Delavan Lake. I'm not part of the tribe in Wakanda. I don't put my arms over my chest, so making the W. But good luck to those folks in Bangs Lake. Whiskey 1, Quebec Charlie. Whiskey 1, Quebec Charlie. It is your turn on the vintage sideband net. Whether you like it or not, this is N9RK. Come now.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rick. N9RK in the vintage sideband net. This is Whiskey 1, Quebec Charlie, Wayne in Oshkosh. 36 degrees here, overcast. We're running the usual Kenwood TS-830 with the $1 CB microphone and a 80-meter inverted V at 50 feet. So the bat still seems to be holding up. I'm hearing people pretty well, and Rick, you are 20 over 9 here in Oshkosh, so doing a great job. And I just have one question. If I cogitate, does that mean I'm a codger? Back to you, W1QC.
Well, it all depends if the shoe fits. Hey, aren't you the guy that's recording the net? That nice guy, isn't that you?
Yeah.
See, some people just hide their light under a bushel. So we owe the last recording and that was posted to the net, the website, to Wayne. So yeah, are you using a receiver over in Michigan?
Yes, I am.
All right, a man of few words, but we appreciate getting the net recorded. Thank you, Wayne. N9GH, the ears of the vintage sideman net where mine don't work or I don't hear all that well in this noisy neighborhood. Please come now, Gary, and I'm like, the great Karnak. Let's see here, is he on Drake's today? No, I think he is on Halicrafter's. Come now.
Okay, good morning, Rick. Good morning, vintage sidebanders. Yeah, the mighty Karnak was correct. You are correct there, Rick. I'm on the Halicrafter's SR2000 again. Most easy to operate. It's right here on the... It never goes anywhere. It's just too heavy to move around, so it just fits on this desk, and it's easy to get on the air with it. So, yeah, I'm on the SR2000 today and running that into the homebrew link couple transmatch out to the inverted V with the open wire line or ladder line, as the late case may be. But, yeah, nice to hear all the old rigs, heard all the eights out there in here at the St. Louis station. Nice to hear an Eldeco. You didn't even make comment of that. An Eldeco. He was running an Eldeco transmitter. I had one. I sold it. I don't know who bought it. Don't know if that's the one I have that he's on. I sold it at a ham fest somewhere. But quite a unique transmitter, the Eldeco 100. I just didn't want to deal with it, so I got rid of it at a ham fest one day. Anyway, no Swan here, Swan equipment today, Rick. I had a 350 and I got rid of that too. That went on a ham fest as well. I was thinning out the herd at the time, and I still am. I'll bring some stuff out to different ham fest and get rid of it. Anyway, it looks like the temperature's warming up. Sun is trying to peek through here, and can't wait for the warmer weather to get in here and have some nice days again here in central Wisconsin. Then 9GH, back over to the net control. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, you use that term loosely. Are you on the low tap on the SR2000?
Oh, no. I keep it on high tap when I transmit here now at 9GH.
All right. Well, who was the call that had the Albaco?
That was a K2S. Was it K2DP?
Yeah, it's from St. Louis. I didn't hear him that well. I don't hear anything that far off on the changing conditions. So that's why I really appreciate your help. Let's move to KC9YI. KC9YI. This is Rick N9RK in the vintage sideband net. Please come now.
We are that I talked about it, and she heard some of the voices coming out of the room here. So he's gonna kind of keep an eye on me there, Rick. So back to Net, N9RK. This is AC9YI. Over.
Over, over. Well, thank you for the ASU twins, and you're not supposed to bring anything heavy back. So if we see guys with a little bit longer arms, we know what's happened. It's wound up in their trunk. So ND9B, ND9B, that's Bob number two today. Bob from Kokomo, please come now. This is N9RK.
All righty, N9RK, ND9B. Yeah, good to hear you there, Rick. You're coming in great. Good reception today. And I'm still on the Hot Water 101. And the Ameritron AL80B, 43-foot vertical, remote receive, and... yeah, I'm stuck on the, with the remote receive. No matter, I have to do all my receiving remotely unless I'm talking to somebody local. Okay, well, that's about it. Nothing new under the sun for me. N9RK and D9B.
Well, you brighten up our day there. Bob, we appreciate it from Kokomo. Thank you for checking in on your Hot Water 101 and the AL80B. N9WQ, the notorious, another notorious broadcaster. Please come now. Tell us everything you need to we need to know, Dave. This is N9RK, and I'm starting to stumble.
Well, N9RK and the stumble. This is N9WQ. Hold on a second. I had my antenna tuner engaged for a different frequency this morning I was on. And on this frequency, my antenna is dead flat, and had to turn the antenna tuner off there to gain my function, if you will. Well, good morning. I am on the Swan 600 Twins, and I'm using a four-piece ensemble, an ensemble I will call it this morning. The 600, the rare, ultra-rare 600R receiver that does not have all the crap in it. Mine is a bare bone. I've never seen another one. I think there's three guys out here that have these, and they all have the optional crap on them. And mine is the bare bones model. Only one I've ever seen like that. I've got the matching speaker and Vox, or not Vox, but the phone patch. And then I also have the 600C transmitter. And as a bonus, I have the Swan 444D microphone that goes with it. And I am running the station today. It's doing about, just under 400 watts. It's a good sounding rig as far as frequency wise. Everybody sounds good here today. And do you have a question for me there, young man? Over.
Well, first of all, we're going to give you the congratulations for the 600 twins. How many pieces of Swan do you have to put together there?
Four pieces. All right, four pieces. I think that ties you for the Swanee things for today. And yes, I do have a question. And essentially, it is the same question as last week. If you remember correctly, I asked you about the new Swan model Mark 1 2,000-watt linear amplifier. That was $475 in the 1967 Lafayette catalog. Here's the question, yes or no, if for $475, did it come with the power tubes or not?
I'm going to say it did not. I think before I had to come up with the price for the tubes, so I'm going to say it did not.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're correct. The tubes were extra. Talk about some false advertising in the fine print of the Lafayette catalog. Thank you, Dave. And last on the list, my neighbor, the powerful neighbor up on the hill who hears everything and knows all, K9KU, come now.
K9RK is a bit the powerful neighbor up the hill who knows a little, but here's much. Anyway, happy Easter, everybody on the net, and I'm running, I'm still running the KWM2. Nothing, nothing magic. Just giving a little bit of exercise, the 30L1 and KWM2. And it was fun to hear the Swan 500. That was one I haven't heard. Anyway, happy Easter to all, and we'll catch you next week. N9RK, K9K to you.
You better not catch me next week because we're both going to be in Stoughton.
Okay, I'll catch you in Stoughton.
Well, that was the last on the list of the Vintage Sideman Net for today, the April the 8th. Is there anyone else who would like to be part of this scientific experiment? Please come now. Please use phonetics.
Whiskey Bravo 9, Victor Golf Foster.
Whiskey Bravo 9, Foxtrot
Hotel. We got WB9BGO and KC9PFH. Was there somebody else, please?
Whiskey Bravo 2, Quebec Lima Lima.
WB2QLL, I think, is that Pete?
It is indeed.
It is indeed Pete. Is there anybody else? AF9L, an official violator from Burlington. Remember now, he's official. Anybody else? Let's go to WB9BGO. Come now. You're part of the Vintage Sideman Net. I know you like it.
Oh, and I do, Rick. I do. Very good morning to you and everyone on the net. This is WB9BGO, Bob in Downersville, Illinois. And I don't know if I'm Bob 3 or 4. I think I'm Bob 4. I've been listening since the very beginning. I usually try to check in a little earlier, but figured I'd eat breakfast and pray breakfast together this start. So, anyway, running my drive-through truck, the Drake TR4C. Not a swan, although when I was looking at the radio, I was looking at the similarity of the appearance of Drake Swan with that little horizontal line that dips down, rather by the CFO mouth, and then goes back up again. So I don't know who originated that, but that seems to be a style back in the mid-70s. Or late 60s. And anyway, we're in the Drake TR4C, the OCFO, and my Drake microphone here, the 7075, running barefoot into an inverted V of about 45 feet or so. We've got a beautiful day. We've got sunset, multiple sunset, it's almost 50 or 49. I may even go out and take a walk while we're here in working order here. So, then I've got a new yard work, so I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob. Now, you today, at least according to my list, and I can be wrong, I am often wrong, you are Bob Free today. You are Cubic Bob. And you're on the Drakes, and they always do give me those warm fuzzies. But I'm going to give you a swan question today. Within $100, Bob, in 1967, a Drifty 350 without power supply was how much? Come now, Bob.
Oh, boy. This is before I was even a ham radio interested or a college station. But I'm going to go 375.
Yes, it was $420 without the power supply for a Drifty 350 from Lafayette Electronics in 1967. Thank you, Bob. KC9PFH, KC9 Papa Frank Hotel. You're next on the Vintage Sideband, then, and I am N9RK.
All right, Rick, N9RK, KC9PFH, Mike in Black Earth, Wisconsin, and we're violating this morning on my Yaesu FT990. I decided not to check in with the 101 Delta. This one here is a little bit less violative than the 101. It's a little older. Vintage this radio is 1991. And it's a wonderful radio, but definitely has a microprocessor and push-button band selection and mode selection. So I got a question for you, though, Rick. What does one have to do to get the special dispensation of being an official violator? Because I have checked in a number of times now on my various solid-state radios, and I'm still not considered an official violator. So what do I have to do to get that designation? Over.
Well, I don't know. You got to keep working at it over here. You know, otherwise, you know, being a relative of mine, that would help.
Oh, okay. Well, that won't be possible, but I was just curious because I really enjoy the net. And I'm going to continue to check in here. I don't have any boat anchor radios in my shack, but this is the oldest one. So I figured, out of respect for the net, I would check into my older radio.
Well, Mike, let's see who's still on board over here. Do we give Mike in Black Earth and have him become an official violator? All those say aye.
Boo!
All those say boo! Official boo!
Aye.
I think we gotta wait from a week from Saturday and we'll try it again, Mike. Thank you from the... I can't stop laughing. Thank you, Mike. WB2QLL. Hello, Peter.
Is somebody to boo?
Come now. You're part of the Vintage Sideband, Ned, and I am N9RK.
Okay, N9RK. This is WB2QLL, Pete, in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. And yes, I have every intention of seeing you in Stoughton. It's been a long time since I've been to Stoughton. And looking forward to it because it's always a good show. Rick here is brand new to me. It just arrived on Thursday. It is a Yaesu FT107M. Although the M part doesn't really work. But it is a solid thing. And the rest of the station is the usual Henry 2K, a constant 275 watt matchbox, and horizontal loop antenna. So that's the story today, and we will talk to you again. N9RK, WB2QLL.
Well, thank you, Pete, and you have an official radio there, not a violator like certain people at Black Earth. So, speaking of official violators, let's see if we can actually hear him on his puny violator radio. But he's an official violator, AF9L. Hello, Uncle Carl, please come now. You're part of the Vintage Sideband, that whether we like it or not.
Well,
this morning, I am running a plus 3000, which I have an issue or two with. I'm going to take care of it.
But running 100 watts into a horizontal wire is about 20 feet long, something like that. But it goes through the ground, and we're going to do it. Yeah.
that was Carl AF9L, who is pushing the envelope with me with a Flex 3000 on amplitude modulation telephony. But he may lose his official certification if he keeps this up. That's the end of the list. He was the tail gunner. He was in the, back there in the, at the back end of the B-17, trying to shoot down whoever he's trying to shoot down. Is there anyone else who wants to be part of the Vintage Sideband net before I pull the plug? Any relays? Gary, did you hear anybody?
No, sir, did not hear anybody.
Okay, well, thank you, Gary, and thank you, everyone, for checking in. I'm just forewarning you, there may not be a net next week. It just depends whether I can get the good Doug to fill in for me. A lot of us from central in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois will be going to the Stoughton Ham Fest. It's not, it's what we call it, but it's located in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Cranks up, I believe, at 8 o'clock in the morning at the Manson Center. We'll all be glad to see your faces, so wear those hats that give you your call, so when we look at each other and go, yeah, we know each other, only on the radio. This is N9RK saying 73 to all and to all a good day. Bye, guys.